Kelly.
I am. Good morning.
Well, dirt us up. What's going on? We've been on a little vacay here, you know?
I know. Well, never. Not really. We're always searching. We're always looking for that story.
Yes. And...
Not really. I slept for like 4 days.
Yeah, there you go.
huge casting news. You probably saw this. The lead role of Christian Grey in the very popular 50 Shades of Grey, which I know you've read.
Yes, here we go.
I've not read it. He's been cast. The lead role has been cast. It's Charlie Hunnam, who apparently is on the TV show Sons of Anarchy, which I don't watch, but I looked him up. He seems like sure. Where does the author originally wanted Twilight's Robert Pattinson for real, but that didn't happen for some reason. Like, I don't know, but that's who they sort of had in mind.
I'm just going to say up front, good. That's good they didn't get him.
Yeah, I think he's too Edward right now.
Yeah, he is.
Like, it's too, you know, because it's such a big role. Like, for a lot of people who've read the books, it's like, you can't, it's tough to fill those shoes when you're already in someone else's shoes.
Right.
In a weird way, you know?
Get it, totally.
But I keep thinking, like, am I, you know, when this movie comes out, do you want to see this with a, this is not the kind of movie you want to see with your parents.
Yeah, no, absolutely not,
no. It's just not, it's like Miley's performance. You don't want to see that next time, right? And P.S., you probably saw this last week, but the inventor, I love this, of the foam finger that Miley, quote, that Miley used, he said, quote, took an honorable sporting icon and degraded it. She's very upset about it, for real.
Right.
It's not like she's the only celebrity to do that, though, like with an honorable sporting icon. I mean, the football itself was certainly degraded by Tim Tebow, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would, yeah.
No, we would never say that. Did you, okay, ooh, I love this. Last week it came out that Clint Eastwood split from his wife of 17 years. Well, reportedly within 1 week, Clint was spotted with a mystery woman. We know she's blonde, and that she was seen leaving his house with a suitcase, which allegedly Clint did not help her lift.
Oh.
Remember my story about Clint? I waited on him once, and he was very not nice to me.
Oh.
It was not very nice.
That's too bad.
It might be confusing for any young woman dating an 83-year-old, you know, Clint Eastwood, because on one hand, he's probably like, you are a sexy lady.
Yeah.
And then he forgets what's happening and is like, get off my lawn. Like, he doesn't know.
Right.
He doesn't know. And then did you see in movie casting news, first it was Ben Affleck as Batman, now Justin Timberlake has announced he'd like to play the Riddler.
Oh!
Apparently Timberlake was asked if he'd like to play Robin, to which he said, quote, I ain't playing Robin, but I do want to play the Riddler.
Uh-huh.
He then said, quote, the Riddler was proper crazy, and then he asked the Riddler to give him a call. I'm not kidding. Like, that was, like, what? He knows that the Riddler isn't the one, like, doing the hiring, right?
You'd think, but...
I see, and I'm sort of not joking about that, I see more of a Lance Bass in the Riddler role.
There you go.
Let's give another NSYNC. You know what? There's Joey Fatone maybe wants to do something every now and then.
You have options. Come on.
Why does it always have to be Timberlake?
Why?
I'll leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.